It's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, 98th day of the year, April 8th. Election results from last night saw Chris Taylor take the state Supreme Court race, overwhelming Maria Lazar. It was not a big surprise. Taylor had a lot more money for her campaign, winning by like 20 percentage points. Also, though, Jeremy Greger elected city council president over my friend Scott Rogers. Jeremy's a friend, too. Probably, in some of the other regional contests, voters in the Fall Creek School District and Oliva Strum School District passed referendums. Matthew Crow defeated incumbent Randy Kanak and will become the nominee's next mayor. This day in history, in 1973, artist Pablo Picasso died at the age of 91. Some baseball history was made on this day in 1974. Aaron belted his 715th career home run to move past Babe Ruth into first place in the all-time home run list. And I was alive then. I remember as a kid, that was a huge deal, right? I mean, people just don't understand because now, later, Hank went on to hit 755 home runs. But Barry Bonds, with all the steroids, passed him at 758. And he's not in the Hall of Fame because if everybody believes he used steroids, he still kind of denies it. Nobody believes him. And still, I think it probably was in terms of a black man surpassing a white man for a record as iconic as the home run record in baseball. It was a big deal. And Hank Aaron had a lot of death threats. So, anyhow, we got the Hank Aaron statue. He played some minor league ball here in Eau Claire. And that Hank Aaron statue outside of Carson Park. I had a chance to cover that news conference so when he was here back in the day when he was still with us. April 8th, our devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today, again, nobody's got longer devotion titles than Bob Goff, right? God has a wide-angle view of your life. Don't let your focus get so narrow that you miss the beautiful picture he sees. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in all your ways. Submit to him and he will make your paths straight. Bob says, when I was in college, I packed up my car and drove across California to win back my high school sweetheart. She'd written me a letter outlining all the ways this frat boy she had met was a better fit for her, and I was devastated. I knew she was the one, even if she had temporarily forgotten. So I hopped in my VW Bug and headed south, rehearsing my speech for 800 miles. The day didn't go as I had planned. She was kind enough to let me in when I showed up unannounced, but her kindness felt more like pity than rekindled affection. As I returned to my car to face my new life as a single guy, I knew my heart would forever beat a little slower. Bob Goff says, I've often looked back on that lonely drive home with such gratitude. It reminds me that sometimes the best gift God can give is keeping us from getting what we want. We latch on to a vision of what we think will make for the perfect life, but it turns out our vision is a little short-sighted. God has a much wider angle for your life and mine on his lens. If I had won back my high school sweetheart, I would have missed out on sweet Maria, and my old girlfriend would have been stuck with me. I never would have known what God had waiting for him if I only aimed at what I already had. God is always better than the plans we imagine for our lives. It's okay to dream big, but let's hold our plans loosely in case God wants to give us something different and better. Remember that whatever you're aiming for, God's better. Today's question, what situation in your life right now do you need to trust in God's outcomes, not yours? Win a Wednesday and the WIB Wake Up Show begins right now.
Your chance on our carryover trivia question from Tuesday Trivia. Here it is. If you're average, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing what? If you're typical, you'll spend about 150 hours each year doing this. 715-723-2555. We've got a great prize, Halvo.
We do. We've got a free digital download to the new I Can Only Imagine 2. Been very popular, well-received, and it can be yours if you give us the right answer.
Anywhere you might be listening and calling from, we can send this to you if you win it. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 to guess. If you are typical, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing what? If you're average, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing this. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. If we have to give clues, Those will come later on in the hour. So right now, Hav, it's just, did you sleep on it? Did you think about it a little bit more? What other guesses can you come up with?
We'd like to hear 723-2555, 723-2555. Don't be shy. Jump on it.
Yesterday, we heard from Rice Lake, Augusta, Fall Creek, Hallie, Cameron, Osseo, New Auburn, Menominee, Fairchild, Elk Mound, Tony, and Whitehall. No one got the right answer. If you're average, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing what? 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555 for your chance to win a free digital movie download of I Can Only Imagine 2. Some of the incorrect answers from yesterday. Again, if you're average, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing what? It's not looking in a mirror, taking a shower, or bathing, grocery shopping, dreaming, video gaming, talking on the phone, getting an oil change, celebrating birthdays, texting, sitting stopped in traffic or at stoplights, sitting down to a meal, sitting in church, waiting on hold, exercising, doing dishes, brushing your teeth, reading your Bible, driving, peeing, calling into a radio show, or doing yard work. Those were all the guesses from yesterday. Good morning, WWIB. You're the first one through. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Tony from Menominee.
Tony, what's up? What do you think?
Sweeping the house.
Sweeping the house. Is it sweeping the house? You spend about 150 hours a year doing this if you are typical. Tony? Not it, but thank you. Call us back, friend. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. Win It Wednesday. You're on the air on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Angus. I'm calling from Wausau.
Hey, Angus. What do you think?
Hi, is it sitting on the toilet?
Is it sitting on the toilet? You know, so
if it's not one, could it be another?
Someone had to guess, but Angus, not it. Thank you, friend. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Kurt Bitterly from Maryland.
Hey, Kurt.
Like the state of Maryland?
Maryland.
Maryland. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I was going to say, we're reaching way out.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Kurt.
Standing in line.
Standing in line. For
it
one
can feel
thing or
like
another.
It. Yeah.
Absolutely. But not it. Thank you, Kurt. Call us back. 715-723-2555. We've got time for three more guesses here. 715-723-2555. If you're average, you feel typical, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing what? Good morning. You're on the air. WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Angus from Wausau.
All right, Angus.
Is it sitting at a red light?
Is it sitting at a red light? That's kind of been guessed before,
yeah.
So you can have a bonus guess.
Yeah. is it I can't think of one.
All right. No problem, Angus. All right. Let's go here then. Still three guesses left. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Christy from Shedek.
Hey, Christy.
What do you think?
I think it's washing your car.
Washing your car. 150 hours a year washing car either by hand or in a car wash. But not it. Thank you, Chrissy. 715-723-2555. Two guesses left where we push this off 20 minutes and start giving clues. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Melissa from Osseo.
Hey, Melissa.
What do you think?
Well, could it be cooking?
Could it be cooking? It could be, but is it?
Sorry.
Not this time. Thank you, Melissa. All right, last guess in this half hour. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Arthur Turk.
Arthur, where are you calling from today?
Eau Claire.
Arthur from Eau Claire. What do you think?
Brushing your teeth.
Is it brushing your teeth? I'm kind of surprised we hadn't had that guess.
Yeah. That's okay.
I thought maybe we did. Maybe I did. No, you know what?
Yeah.
We did have
that
a guess.
That was guessed already, Arthur.
Arthur,
anything
do
else?
Do you have a backup guess?
Flossing.
Okay, yeah, there
very
you go.
Very quick on the backup
guess. Yeah, that was
excellent
good.
Job, young man. Is it flossing? 150 hours a year flossing? Our dentist would love it, but not it. Thank you, Arthur. All right, so about 20 minutes, we'll come back with a clue, Havel, and we'll see if we can get this solved.
I was tempted not to floss last night, being tired after that softball game, but I did it anyhow,
you
Arthur.
You did it anyway. There you go. Starting on Saturday begins our Single Mom Saturday campaign. For 1 week only, we ask you again to help out with what we are doing for this year's 10 single mothers and their families. If you've listened to the station for any length of time, you know we've done this for the last several years. It's a day we set aside a couple weeks before Mother's Day to honor and bless 10 local single mothers and their children. We pack as much fun as we can into a Saturday morning. But kind of the capstone of that is a surprise. We have a car repair fund that we set up at Bloomer Tire Center as a surprise for these moms, kind of a tab where we say, hey, we want the love that hopefully you experienced today to carry on beyond this day. And so there are people who you will never meet or be able to thank, but who love you and care about you and who gave to this fund. We start off with a matching challenge from our business sponsors, but what we really ask is for all of you to go far, far beyond just matching those dollars. $1,000 and to take it as big as possible. Last year, Havel was $22,500. And so we're encouraging folks this week, as this begins on Saturday, to maybe give us a boost, a little jump start, and they can even give right now, top of the page, a banner to click on at wwib.com/singlemomsaturday. Right at the top of the page, it takes you maybe a minute or two to give a gift. And if you'd like to help give a shot in the arm, a jump start to what we're doing, we would appreciate it so much.
Yeah, and I heard Sam first read this on Saturday, and, you know, it was just kind of in my car, and doing my taxes then over the weekend, and I saw what I gave last year for this, and I felt like the Holy Spirit kind of prompting me to give a little more, a little sooner. As a lifelong procrastinator, you could tell, doing my taxes here at the end, and so I went ahead, and I looked at it, and I said, okay, last year I gave $200, so... And initially, I felt like maybe $225, you know, thinking about that. But then it was kind of like the Holy Spirit's like, well, yeah, I mean, $22.50 to each of those moms. And then there's just sort of like, or you could up it to $250, and that way each one would get $25. So that's what I've done. It's a little more, and it's a little sooner, because I don't think I ever gave it before the Single Mom Saturday week officially started its fundraiser.
So, again... Thank you for your giving and for the challenge as well, too, maybe give a little. If you gave to this before, maybe give a little more than you gave last year. If you've never given to this before, giving something for the first time would be wonderful, and maybe a little sooner. So, again, so we can see our initial matching challenge is about $4,500 this year, which is less than we've had in previous years. But trying to see that match first and foremost, but then how big can we make this grow? So, again, every single cent of this is put in that tab at Bloomer Tire Center for these 10 single moms, and we want to give each of them as big a gift as we possibly can. So, if you're willing to follow Havo's example, give a little more, give a little earlier, you could do that right now at wwib.com/singlemomsaturday. It's a big red bar right at the top of the page that you can click on. It takes you a minute or two to give a gift, and we'd be so thankful if you'd help give us a boost before we get to that one-week-only fundraiser starting on Saturday. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. It is clue time as we try to solve this carryover question from Tuesday trivia. If you're average, if you're typical, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing what? And it's time to give a clue, Havel.
It is time to give a clue. And the clue would be this, that it is something that almost all of us do.
Yeah. I mean, again, with limited exceptions, something that we all do.
Right.
715-723-2555, trying to give away a free digital movie download for I Can Only Imagine 2. If you are the first one to call in live on the air and answer this question correctly, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Hey, Evelyn, what do you think?
Is it used in the bathroom?
Is it you? You know, that's actually been a fairly frequent guess, so we'll give you a bonus guess here. What do you think?
I was ready for a bonus guess. I don't know.
All right. You want to think about it and call us back?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Evelyn. 715-723-2555. If you're average, if you're typical, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing what? Doing this. And we're saying, yep, pretty much all of us do this. 715-723-2555. What is the average person, the typical person, spend about 150 hours a year doing? Back to the phones we go. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
All right. Evelyn's back. What do you think?
Is it brushing your teeth?
That's also
Sorry,
been frequently
girl.
Guessed, Evelyn. So do you have a bonus guess this time?
Is it going to the gas station?
Is it going to the gas station? Good job having a bonus guess ready to go. Is it going to the gas station, Havo?
Sorry.
It's not, Evelyn. Thank you. Call us back if you get through. 715-723-2555. Good morning. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Pam from Weyerhaeuser.
Pam from Weyerhaeuser. What do you think?
Doing your taxes.
Okay.
That would be a very timely answer if that was it.
I hope I don't spend 150 hours a year doing my taxes, but sometimes it really feels like it. But not it. Thank you, Pam. Good to hear from Weyerhaeuser this morning. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Alley.
Hey,
Scott, what do you think?
Chewing gum.
Chewing gum.
I saw the coach of Connecticut chomping some gum there over the weekend in Indianapolis. Could that be it, Caleb?
Works the mandibles, but not it. Thank you, Scott. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ryan from Eau Claire.
Ryan, what do you think?
Toenails or fingernails? Clipping.
Ah. Clipping your toenails or fingernails. Not to be TMI, but I just clipped my toenails this morning. It was like, yeah, getting a little lengthy. Is that what it is? If you're average, if you're typically, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing what? Is it clipping your toenails or fingernails?
Sorry.
It's not. We've got time for a couple more guesses here. We're running toward the end of the hour. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Christy again.
Christy from Chautauqua, do you believe? Yes, go ahead.
Yep. I think it's getting a haircut.
You think it's getting a haircut? Again, we're saying
pretty much
everybody does this. I'm looking back.
That it was.
I don't see it.
All right, maybe not. Getting a haircut.
Is it getting a haircut, Christy? It's not, but I need a haircut as long as we're talking.
Getting everything clipped here.
One more this hour before we give you another clue around 8:15.
Win it Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show, round three for the
Your day. Chance to win a free digital movie download of the film I Can Only Imagine 2. This is a fantastic film, and we can send it to you wherever you might be listening from. We just shoot you an email with the code. So don't be shy. Call. If you're average, if you're typical, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing what? That's the question we're working on. If you're typical, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing this. And we start stacking clues now, Havel. This will be the second clue that we're going to give.
Yeah. Earlier, we told you that this thing that we spend some, 150 hours on average doing is something that almost all of us do. And now we're saying it's something almost all of us do every day.
All right. So almost all of us do this, and almost all of us do this every day. If you're average, if you're typical, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing it. What is it? 715-723-2555. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Nancy from Barron.
Nancy from Barron. What do you think?
I'm guessing it's time in the bathroom.
You're guessing it? That's been honestly probably our most frequent guess. So it has been guessed if you've got a bonus one. But yeah.
Got in late. Sorry. Okay.
No worries. Do you have a backup guess, Nancy?
A backup guess. Waiting in line? Is that the answer?
That's been guessed as well, too. But you think about it. Yeah. You think about it and call us back.
Thank you.
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. If you're typical, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing what? We've told you pretty much everybody does this, and pretty much everybody does this every day. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kurt, calling from Maryland.
Kurt from Maryland, what do you think?
I'm thinking driving to work.
To work. All right, commute. That hasn't been guessed yet. 150 hours a year, depending on the length of your commutes. And if you work from home some of the time, all the time, go to the office all the time. Is that it? No, but plausible. I would say how absolutely plausible.
But I would also underscore the clues. I mean, really take them seriously, that it's something almost all of us do, and it's something almost all of us do every single day.
Yeah, hopefully you don't have to work 7 days a week. Get a little rest. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Ryan from Eau Claire.
Ryan, what do you think?
Watching TV.
Watching TV. Probably most of us do that every single day. Yes. Is it 150 hours? Again, good guess, plausible guess, Ryan. Not it, though. But good job following the clues.
But you should listen to the radio every day.
Yes, you absolutely should. 150 hours or more.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. If you're average, if you're typical, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing what? Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry calling from Osseo.
Hey, Sherry, what do you think?
I'm going to guess brushing our teeth.
That has been probably our second most frequent guess beyond
Audience of toothbrushers. I'll tell you.
That's good.
I have a second one.
All right.
Sneezing.
Sneezing, did you say?
Yes.
Sneezing. Okay. 150 hours sneezing. Hopefully that's not all at one time. Kind of space it out.
During a really nasty head cold.
Is it sneezing? Sherry from Osseo? It's not. Good guess. Good job having a backup guess ready. 715-723-2555. We can do three more here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Marion from Tony.
Marion from Tony. What do you think?
Eating.
Eating.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that we've had that. Just,
we do like to eat.
Eating meals. If you're average, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing what? We've said, pretty much all of us do this, and pretty much all of us do this on a daily basis. Is it eating?
No, but
it's not.
What's good about that is just, don't overlook some of the basic functions you do.
715-723-2555. Two guesses left before we give you another clue after 8:45. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Greenwood. Is it brushing your teeth?
Sherry from Greenwood brushing her teeth has been a very, very frequent guest, so not what we're looking for, but do you have a backup?
Flossing.
That also has a guess. We'll give you one more chance at a backup. Can you think on your feet?
No, I can't.
All right, no problem. Good to hear from Greenwood. All right, time's sake, we will call this our last guest. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lindsay from Fall Creek.
Lindsay from Fall Creek, go ahead.
Is it like picking up toys or picking up stuff around the house?
I think moms would be like, picking up toys. At least 150 hours or more. Picking up around the house from the things that maybe your family just leaves there and should have picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Lindsay? It's not. Thank you for the guess. All right. We will figure out another clue and come back after 8:45. Well, Halva, we're still waiting for the first person to take you up on your challenge of a little more, a little sooner, a little earlier for our Single Mom Saturday. Again, officially, we kick this off on Saturday. It's 1 week only, Saturday through Friday. But we're saying, hey, would you maybe consider giving us a boost? I remember as a kid, when you climb a tree, sometimes you need someone to give you a boost up onto that first branch before you can really start making some progress going up the tree. And so we're asking for a boost. And you said, hey, I always give to this, but I'm kind of a procrastinator and wait till the end, and you want to do something a little bit different this year.
Yeah, and even now as we revisit this, I guess I would say, is there one person listening who says, yeah, you know, this speaks to me? For a lot of us who've been doing Single Mom Saturday, this has become a regular thing that we give to. It has for me, and so and for my wife. And so as I looked at, I heard Sam do this read on Saturday. We were just first kicking it off. And then doing my taxes, the two combined, the Holy Spirit is hopefully dwelling in us and speaking to us and said, hey, do you think you could do a little more, a little sooner? And I was like, yeah. And I wanted to go 225. And I felt like the Spirit's like, you could, but what if you went to 250?
Doesn't he always do that where you're just like, this is what I can give. This is the max. And then it just kind of like that little elbow nudge. Yeah. It's like, no, you know, it's all mine anyway. It's all, you know, I have the cattle on a thousand hills. Nothing that you have is yours. It's all mine and given to you for the purpose of blessing others in the world. And so.
And listen, it's not like there aren't other causes supporting your church. Teamwork Africa, hello, as we come up on 15 years, I want to give as much as I can there, helping the effort there. But this is something I care about. We've talked about. I was at a poverty simulation day in Chippewa Falls recently. And it really opened my eyes to the importance of transportation. You know, so often we're like, you know, we talk about, well, people need to empower themselves. Well, it helps to have a vehicle. And so that's what this particular fund goes towards, 10 different moms and their kids and helping them. So is there one other person who wants to join me in a little more, a little sooner? Maybe even today before 9.
Yeah, right at the top of the page at WWIB.com for Single Mom Saturday. Maybe that's you out there who said, hey, I can help maybe a little more than I gave last year, and also maybe doing it even before the campaign officially starts to kind of give that boost. We'd appreciate it.
Win It Wednesday in the Whip Wake Up Show for the fourth time today. And we're about to give our third clue.
Yes, 715-723-2555 to dial in. 715-723-2555. The question we're working on is this. If you're average, if you're typical, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing what? Doing this. We're stacking our third clue. This is for a chance to win a free digital movie download of I Can Only Imagine 2. And the first thing that we said, Halva, was this is something that pretty much all of us do. With limited exceptions, all of us do this.
Right. We said that, and then we clarified it's something almost all of us do every day, every single day. And now we're going to add to that a third clue.
A third clue. And the third clue is?
That we do it almost every single day, but some of us do it at different times.
Different times. So it's not like everybody does this every day
at the same time.
No. It could be varying times.
Right.
All right. 715-723-2555. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nancy from Barron again.
Hey, Nancy. What do you think?
I apologize because I didn't hear all the answers, but I'm wondering if it's crane.
If it's,
I'm hoping it's praying.
Praying. We have not had that guest yet. Is it praying about 150 hours a year doing it?
Yeah. That's not it. Sorry.
It follows the clues. Yeah. Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Nancy. But, I mean, that did follow the clues. Again, something hopefully that we do every day that all of us do and different times. But not what we're looking for.
You know what they say? As long as they give tests in school, the kids will be praying. So, okay.
Good morning. Very good. WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Terry at Down in La Crosse.
Down in La Crosse. Great to hear from the Cooley region. What do you think?
Is it trying to fall asleep?
trying to fall asleep.
Something we do every day.
Absolutely. Different times we're all getting that shut eye, but not it. Thank you for the call from La Crosse, Terry. Call us back.
So again, our response
7-2-3-2-5-5-5.
To things like that, Terry, is that's just not what we're looking for, though. So
but,
thanks.
Good guess. Mm-hmm. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Marion from Tony.
Hey, Marion.
What do you think?
Looking for something.
Looking for something. Something got lost.
Yeah.
If you're average, if you're typical, you'll spend about 150 hours a year looking for something.
Sorry.
Not it. But again, it doesn't mean that some of these aren't plausible, but follow the clues and we'll try and lead you in the right direction. Good morning, Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show. What is your name and where are you calling from this morning?
This is Sherry from Osseo again.
Mm-hmm.
Is it reading?
Is it reading? Okay, sure. Something hopefully all of us do. Hopefully all of us do on a daily basis.
Probably.
It could be any different time of the day when you're reading.
So often it's on my phone, but that is not what we're looking for. Sorry.
Thank you, Sherry. Three more guesses here before this becomes a try it again Thursday. Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Kathy from Eau Claire.
Kathy, go ahead.
Getting dressed.
Getting dressed.
Yeah.
If you're average, if you're typical, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing what?
Yeah. So what would you do before you get dressed? That ties.
Shower or whatever. Yeah. But some people sleep later, and so they get up, you know, later, and so they get dressed later at different times.
Yeah. We would say that you're tracking in the right direction, Kathy. You're tracking in the right direction, but not the answer we're looking for. All right. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Maybe someone else will take the clue that Kathy just gave.
Yeah.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Lori from Turtle Lake.
Go ahead,
Lori.
Is it going to the bathroom?
That's been guessed a lot of times, so you can have a bonus guess.
Is it brushing your teeth?
That's been guessed a lot of times as well, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just tuned in.
No worries. You can have one more try at a bonus guess here. What do you think?
Well, that's okay.
I just don't know.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. Thank you for the call from Turtle Lake. All right, let's see here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sevilla from Blair.
Sevilla, go ahead.
Is it showering?
Is it showering? It's not showering. Thank you for the call. All right. We said we'd do three, and since one didn't have a guess, we'll do one final one here. Good All morning, right. WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This one, Keith from Eau Claire.
Hey, Keith, go ahead.
How about picking out clothes?
How about picking out clothes? If you're average, if you're typical, you'll spend about 150 hours a year picking out clothes. A last guess of the day. And you got it!
You got it! Keith, way to go. Way to pick up on where Kathy set you up, dude.
Yes, it's not just getting dressed. It's picking out clothes. And again, the typical person spends 150 hours a year picking out clothes. Keith from Eau Claire, do you think that's typical for you?
Probably a little less than that for me.
I was going to say, I don't know. Maybe it's just generalizing, but as guys, it's just kind of like, yeah, it's there.
I do it at night before bed. How about you guys? When do you pick out your clothes?
That's what I do.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take me that long.
No.
So. No. All right. Well, Keith, hang on the line. We'll get an email from you, and we will send you this digital movie download of a great movie, I Can Only Imagine. Too well done. We don't have to go to try it again Thursday.
We got a winner on the last caller.
Mm-hmm. Neglected to mention, and should have, Havel, that we had someone take up your challenge to do a little more, a little sooner, a little earlier in a big way. Trelina from Stanley said, hey, Havel, I'm going to match that $250 that you are giving for Single Mom Saturday. So thank you so much, Trelina. And hopefully she's not the only one who would hear that call to say, hey, let's give a boost and a jumpstart to this year's fundraising for that special car repair fund blessing for this year's 10 single mothers.
Trelina, that's awesome, right? It tells us in the word that God loves a cheerful giver and you're given cheerfully. And it's funny because the challenge wasn't to match the $250. It was just, hey, folks, could we find one person who'd be willing to do a little more, a little sooner than maybe you did last year? Because, hey, it's going to start with those of us who have responded to this in the past. And so thanks so much, Trulina. That is awesome. You're putting a smile on our faces here, too, because we're trying to help 10 single moms and their kids. And a kid, it can range from one to, you know, who knows how many kids. And so, again, this goes into effect next week, but this is the prelim, so it's good to get a jump start.
And you know, again, if you've had any car repairs recently, you know you can't give too much of this fund because any car repair can eat up those dollars very, very quickly. So we just want to make this as big a blessing as possible. If you'd like to respond as well, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page.